Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
QNN Community Network News. I'm Michael Pinter-Bonner.
And I'm Jed Gilbert. A recent major US study has found that almost half of gay, lesbian, bisexual or transgender people are not open about their sexual orientation at work. The study has found this creates substantial negative consequences for these people. The Center for Work-Life Policy, which featured in the Harvard Business Review, found that people who were not open about their sexuality at work faced increased anxiety, spent effort concealing their sexuality, and were more likely to quit. The Diversity Council of Australia encouraged people to contact the Fair Work Ombudsman if they face discrimination in their workplace because of their sexual orientation.
A 26-year-old Welshman's made international headlines with his coming out story this week. Chris Birch told the UK's Daily Mail about an accident that saw him suffer a stroke and fall into a coma. Birch claims that when he woke up, he was no longer interested in women and experienced homosexual feelings for the first time. The former bank worker turned hairdresser also told of how he quit his job, lost his love of sports and became a hairdresser. Birch has sought advice from a neurologist who explained that the changes in his personality could be due to the stroke opening up different neural pathways in his brain.
This year's Big Day Out is heading into fresh controversy with it set to host a hip-hop group well known for its homophobic lyrics. Los Angeles rappers Odd Future have a series of homophobic lyrics spread throughout their songs. The group has already been pulled from the New Zealand leg of the tour, but the Victorian Gay and Lesbian Rights Lobby says that's not enough and is campaigning for the Big Day Out to drop the group entirely.
A new survey has revealed that Australia's declining interest in Christianity and the church may be linked to religious intolerance and homophobia. The survey conducted by Olive Tree Media claims that almost one-third of respondents cite the church's stance on homosexuality as blocking them from engaging with Christianity despite being brought up in religious households.
The huge Gay and Lesbian Arts Festival in Adelaide, Feast, is underway. Although the opening was a big colourful success, it was marred by homophobic protesters. A small group of members of the Adelaide Street Church held banners and made homophobic slurs through megaphones and tried to lead the parade. The festival organisers say they're taking the situation seriously and will be seeking restraining orders from the Equal Opportunity Commission.
A Ugandan man will face 30 years behind bars for the murder of gay rights activist David Kato. Kato was murdered at his home in Kampala last January, shortly after he spoke out against a controversial bill that was being debated in the Ugandan parliament that would make homosexual acts punishable by death.
Briefly, in other news, the federal government has committed $250,000 to combating same-sex domestic violence in New South Wales. Two Malaysian states are planning to increase the penalties for being gay. Being gay in Malaysia is already punishable by caning and up to 20 years in jail, but the state religious laws would add to this and extend the punishment to gay supporters. And in the US, the first Orthodox Jewish same-sex marriage has been overseen by openly gay rabbi Stephen Greenberg. Yoni Bock and Rod Kaplan tied the knot in Washington, D.C. in front of 200 friends and family.
Now with QNN Sport, here's Tanya Lewis.
A high school football coach in Wyoming has resigned after he distributed a questionnaire to his players filled with homophobic and sexist language. The coach has since apologised and has controversially been allowed to retain his job as a guidance counsellor at Buffalo High School. Adelaide United soccer player Anthony Golek has apologised after he made a homophobic slur towards referee Ben Williams on Twitter.
The Twitter was read by people to whom I have never intended to publish what was a private exchange in which I attempted to be humorous.
United club officials said that a further similar incident from Golek would result in his contract being terminated. And Canadian footballer David Testo has come out publicly, revealing all in an interview with CBC Radio Canada. Testo said he regrets not coming out sooner, as living the life of a closeted professional athlete was incredibly difficult on and off the field.
Thanks, Tanya. Want to get involved with QNN? Email us your story ideas to qnn@joy.org.au. That's QNN This Week. I'm Michael Pinterbonner.
And I'm Jed Gilbert. Join us next time on QNN for more Community Network News.
This has been a news and current affairs program from the Joy Studios in Melbourne. For more gay and lesbian content, please go to joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.